would inform you it's time to fasten your seatbelts.
Fasten your seatbelts!
So if that indicates that we're ready to go. My name is Patrick, and my intention is to, if you're new to the program, that it's going to be a 1 hour of guitar-driven rock, folk, punk from the 60s into the present. So you're going to have an array here. Hopefully it catches your ear and you enjoy the show. Anyway, Happy New Year, and we'll start today's program with a band that you should be aware of. We'll hope that applies. We're talking about a band called The Yardbirds. Yardbirds are one of the preeminent English bands that emerged in the 60s in the shadow of the Beatles, and they're probably most notable for the series of guitar players that filled their ranks. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page all were members of the band separately and in succession. And this opening tune here for today's show is The Yardbirds singing A Heart Full of Soul.
Okay, three. My fault. Pratt.
And that's the Yardbirds, who insisted upon warming up. So they have presented a new tune, instrumental as you heard, Got to Hurry. But we're going to go on and listen to some of their better known songs. So we'll start with a song called Heart Full of Soul. May be familiar to you, if not, it should be. Great tune. Here it is. ¶¶ The Yardbirds with that would be Eric Clapton probably playing on guitar. Of course, Yardbirds had been a home for some of the great guitar players of all time, with Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page filling their ranks. So, anyway, maybe one more quick tune from the Yardbirds. This one would be probably again familiar to you, and if not, it should be. It's the Yardbirds with Shapes of Things to Come.
You're recording now, are you?
I'll take it, yeah, if you want. Right. You don't want, I won't.
Yes, do.
We'll do it for you to listen to, huh?
Yeah, just to listen to.
Shapes of things before my eyes just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Within my lonely frame, my eyes just hurt my brain, but will it seem the same? Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today? Now, the trees are almost green, but will they still be seen when time and tide have been fallen to your passing hands? Please don't destroy these lands. Don't make them desert sand. Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today?
race my car.
And there go the Yardbirds, great band from the early 60s, and still their great guitar players that filled their ranks continue to perform, although Jeff Beck sadly has left us. Anyway, our next artist is still around. His name is Eric Johnson, and he's known for his considerable skills and has been nominated for a Grammy Award in the past. He continues to play and record, and he's preparing for a tour this year with fellow guitar legends Stevie Vai and Joe Satriani. But an artist that maybe is not well known, and hopefully these next couple of songs will draw you in a little bit. So it's Eric Johnson with two tunes, one called The Boogie King, and the second one is The Shape I'm In.
Thank you.
Chris Marsh on the bass guitar. Bill Maddox on the drums. Malford Milligan on the vocals.
Eric Johnson on the guitar.
And that was Eric Johnson, a terrific player and recognized by his peers, but not so much by the general public. But he's still performing, so if he comes through your part of the country, be sure to check it out because he can play that guitar. Anyway, we'll listen to one more tune from Eric Johnson. And this is called The Shape I'm In.
What I do,
Thank you very much. Sure, enjoy playing for you. Thank you.
That was Eric Johnson, a great guitar player, I'm sure you'd agree. Not as well recognized, but certainly recognized by his peers. Anyway, the next band is called the Supersonic Blues Machine. This band is an American band, California, with featuring a drummer by the name of Kenny Aronoff, who's well known, bassist Fabrizio Grossi, and guitarist Chris Barros. The band began as a session for hire kind of situation, but they added their guitar players and created their own sound, which I think you'll enjoy. And let's listen to their song called The Bone Bucket Blues.
Up the air. A girl is getting feisty, and the beer got to my bloodstream. Shuffle time in old New York. The band is slowing down.
Bone bucket.
Talking smoothly, the southern sidewalk fair. Talks of getting dirty, more venom in my bloodstream. Grease is dripping off my head while the band plays once again.
Supersonic Blues Machines with their tune Bone Bucket Blues. Great sound, too. I enjoyed that. Hope you did, too. Our next artist is a gentleman well-known, perhaps not as well-known as he should be, but his name is Paul Westerberg, probably known to some listeners as a member of the Replacements. But when that group dissolved, Westerberg became a solo act. So with both bands were critically acclaimed, but they were not as successful with the masses, but certainly, definitely worth a listen. So let's check out Paul Westerberg and his tune, Someone I Once Knew.
I was smoking a roundie. Thank God you found me. All by myself. And then you bounced through the door like nobody else. Someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Watching my Japanese TV with my 16 buddy. I'm a belly ticking. And then you bounce through the door, come alive and kicking. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down. You got brains all the way down. You never change. Never got past the ones you sit on. Hey, you got brains all the way down. You never changed. Got past your little rock and roll ass. Hey, shot for the upright. When you mentioned the whole night, I was on a mending. You let a smile crack and it all came back. Hey, you, someone I once knew. Hey, you, someone I once knew. Someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down. Hey, you, someone I once knew, sit your butt down.
And that was Paul Westerberg with a tune called Someone I Once Knew. Very underrated artist, but certainly worth a listen. Anyway, as we move past the half hour time here, we got plenty more music coming to you. And one of them is, and the next one is a gentleman by the name of Bob Mould, another veteran performer who emerged from his home in Minnesota with a band called Husker Du. And he was a leader and dynamite performer who got that band started. And then after they broke up, he performed with a self-named trio and two stellar bass and drum players, and they're the ones featured on this tune. And this is called Ego Override.
Stuck in my
And that was Bob Mould playing there. And on the show, we certainly enjoy playing well-known artists and so on. But I also like to give equal time to some of these lesser-known artists. And I would certainly put Bob Mould as in that category. Great, great guitar player. Great serrated edge on that one. And certainly also with his previous band, I would check him out, both of his previous act and now in his as a solo act, Bob Mould. Check him out for sure. Another lesser known artist, but again, well worth hearing. We're going to play him now. A gentleman by the name of Jim Bryson. And Jim Bryson is certainly an overlooked, underappreciated Canadian producer, writer, guitarist. And his most notable work has been with Kathleen Evards, and although he's produced and written for other artists. This is a cut from his a solo disc, and the song is called 26 Miles by Car.
Yeah.
And that's Jim Brayson, 26 Miles by Car. And a great and underappreciated artist, although he certainly earned applause for his work as a producer. But I think he's got a lot to offer as an artist, that song. In fact, it's so attractive that I think we should play another tune from Mr. Brayson. This is a song called February. A little bit more of Jim Brayson. Jim Brayson with a song called February, and certainly one of the many artists that we'd like to play here who have not had as much acclaim as they deserved, and certainly that applies to Mr. Brayson. Our next band is from England, and they're certainly very popular there, but had a great run in North America as well. It's a band called the Oyster Band, and they are, of course, from England, but they've also made plenty of appearances here in Canada, including at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So this is, I guess you could call them folk rock, but certainly players of considerable talent and a very unique sound. So let's listen to the Oyster Band and their song, Everywhere I Go. Thank you.
It's quiet now, especially at night. And things are pretty lonely on your street. I know that you've been working, I'm in relief. Stayed under the satellite for some time. Another night leads to another night where I'm not necessarily very smart. There be no more useless names. And you've been waiting here for half your life. It's quiet now, especially at night. And you stayed under the satellite. Necessarily very smart, and I'm not necessarily very smart.
That was a little bit more Jim Bryson. He insisted that he wanted to entertain the audience a bit more. He can use the publicity, not well known, but certainly deserving of more attention. We just let him go there. So that was Jim Bryson again with a song called Satellite. On to another band that is well known, but can always use a little bit more publicity, because the Oyster Band has been a a band that has been embraced by Winnipeg and the Folk Festival and audiences around the world. So this is their song called Everywhere I Go. It's the Oyster Band. That was the Oyster Band, a favorite at the Folk Festival and everywhere around the world, and still performing and putting on a great show with a lot of great music. The next band is, it's an individual named Brian Fallon, who is well known as a leader of a band, but right now is doing some solo work. And we're going to listen to a little bit of his solo tunes, and this is called Painkillers. I'll listen to Brian Fallon.
I feel you move through this crowded room, and I catch myself like a spell falling under you. I've been here before, watching the wheels go round. dear, you never know how. And so the things you've done come and run you down. And we won't love like it was a drug. All we wanted was a little relief. And every heart I held in between, they were painkillers to me. They were painkillers to me. And could you be to me a love supreme? 'Cause we wait out this life just to hold on to anything. 'Cause most of the sparks are just sweet little cherry bombs.
Brian Fallon reaches for his painkiller, so we're going to have tone time to listen to one more band. And this is a band called Against Me, an American punk rock band formed in 97 in Florida and fronted by a lead singer, Laura Jane Grace. And in 2012, Laura Jane came out as a trans woman, and the band continued on before going on a hiatus, so hopefully we'll hear from them again, because they certainly were noteworthy. Anyway, this is so the band is called Against Me, the song I Was a Teenage Anarchist.
I was a teenage anarchist looking for revolution. I had the style, I had the ambition. Read all the authors, I knew the rough slogans. There was a war, but the class war. I was ready to set the world on fire. I was a teenage anarchist looking for revolution. Do you remember when you were young and you wanted to set team?